All right, what is good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the week's peak. Another peak, Ezra. Man,
Another peak,
you know,
man. So
love
soon.
Love these peaks, man. But hey, today we got a great episode coming your way. We're going to be talking about these statues and our opinions on that. We're also going to be talking about and taking a look at, you know, these recent numbers out of Florida. You know, coronavirus is going back up. And Ezra, what else are we going to be talking about today?
We are also going to be talking about a new release, slightly older, but still new, Scoob, the new Scooby-Doo movie. And we are also going to be giving some life advice.
Perfect. And you are listening to
The Week's Peak, hosted by Ralph Tranchi and Ezra Molina.
Okay, Ezra, let's dive right into things here, man.
Let's get right into it.
Right into it, man. I don't know. I don't even know how to start this segment, man. But with these statues taking them down, I'm sure the people have heard of it. Okay.
Oh yes.
I mean, just straight up. I mean, what are your thoughts on all of this?
Oh, my thoughts on it. I think that anything that removes or blocks history like that, no matter how quote unquote problematic it is, I think is a problem. I think those things should remain up, in my opinion, as a reminder of, you know, what's right and what's wrong with our history.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I completely agree. You know, I mean, you know, people need to see, you know, who these people are and know that, you know, as part of American society, you know, we made mistakes back then, you know, and acknowledging that. And I just, you know, some of these people, you know, were... We're against slaves and all that, and I can't wrap my head around it, you know. And me personally, I drew the line when I heard a couple of days back in San Francisco, they took down a statue of a saint, Saint Junipero Serra, the one who, you know, created all the California missions. And you know, in my mind, I'm like, but I'm pretty sure he was the guy, you know, who was against the Spanish treatment of the Indians in the time, you know. It's like, so why are you, you know, taking this out, you know, on someone who did more help than anything, you know? What do you think is just, you know, the motive, you know, going through these people's heads?
The motive? Well, right now we live in a very, and we have for a couple of years, but a very reactionary society and very, like, impulsive, it seems, that anything that kind of can maybe be construed to symbolize, you know, hate or racism or something like that, or maybe does outright do that, they just want it removed, gone, like, instantly. So that's where this is coming from. But I mean, I don't know. I think it's a lot of it is like the snowball effect from all the activity of the protests. It's so they're just getting things, like, knocking things out one by one, with anything offensive-ish. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So they're just on a roll right now.
Right. And you know, I hate it, you know, because it's like, I mean, I try to put myself in their shoes and see what they're doing, but at the same time, I just can't see how this is not shown just as a crime, straight up, you know, like it's not. I just don't feel like, but you know, and I don't know, man.
I think it does, if anything, harm, because you're just kind of hiding away history, which is kind of the opposite of, you know, the intention of removing it. Right. It's just there's nothing good that comes of it, realistically.
Right. And I saw, you know, one of the statues, and it took it down, and, you know, a fellow and a person. It's like people are getting hurt, too.
That's horrible.
Like, I just, man, you know, and then I guess, you know, people are starting to come at, you know, like, churches now too. They just defaced the Church of the Presidents out in Washington, D.C. And like, I think I want to pull up a tweet right here from Sean King. Okay, I don't know if you've seen it, but
I do not believe I have.
Yeah, he talked about something about wanting to take away a picture of Jesus because it was a form of white supremacy, okay? And I just, like, what? Like I mean, if there's anyone in this world who stands for equality, I gotta say it's the boy JC, you know?
Oh, yeah,
like,
JC.
Yeah, like, I don't understand it. I want to read out this quote right here. So he tweeted out June 22nd, Yes, I think the statues of the white European they claim is Jesus should also come down. They are for white supremacy, always have been. In the Bible, when the family of Jesus wanted to hide and blend in, guess where they went? Egypt, not Denmark. Tear them down. He also later on says stuff about the murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus. Mm-hmm. They should be removed. Mary should be removed because they're depicted in white as white people in most of these. But like I have no reaction but just to laugh at this because this is just
ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, especially because it's not like those were painted because people believed, oh, Jesus is white. Jesus is better than other people, so we'll make him white. It's just because a lot of that was done by European artists and stuff. Right. So, like 95% of everyone there was white. So of course they're gonna make him white. You know what I mean?
Right.
There is no negative anything that behind this. So I don't get why they're taking it out on it.
Right.
It is odd. I mean,
right. You go to, you know, different country, let's say for, I don't know, let's go down to Mexico. You're going to see Mexican versions of Jesus, you know, like it just depends on the culture.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, and there's actually a church out here in Sac, and they have this huge stained glass window of Jesus, and they portray him as a black man.
I've seen that.
Yeah, so it's like, man, you know, it's foolishness. Like there should be nothing to say here because all should be in the same boat here. But I guess we're not, you know. Yeah. And that just, I don't know. I can't. Like, I have no words. I like, you know, just thinking about taking, you know, Washington statue and Lincoln and like, I don't know, man.
I don't get that. That's odd.
But. Yeah, so, I mean, let us know what y'all think there, because I, you know, like I said, I think we should all be in the same boat here, but then obviously we're not, okay? Yeah. Like, there's people out here who are saying that these are good things, calling, you know, these people peaceful protesters when I don't know what else to call them but then criminals.
Like, yeah.
But I don't know. But, I mean, do you have any last things you want to say about that before we move on?
I just think, before anyone supports anything like this, and I'm all for like anti-racist stuff and everything like that, but like really think about what it stands for and what the motives were behind making those statues and what is gained from having them up. Right. And then think about that and what you're losing by taking it down. Just think about it. And then whatever your opinion is, that's your opinion, you know, but just think about it.
Yeah. Well said. Well said.
Thank you.
So, I want to move on here. Talk about Florida. I guess it's also Texas, I want to say. But mainly Florida, okay? Coronavirus, we all hate it, you know? I hate talking about it on this show. We've done it too many times. But, I mean, I guess we got to say something about it.
I mean,
Florida just added 3,200 new cases on Tuesday, you know, and another 64 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think the future holds with this? Do you think we're going to see another, you know, surge in numbers with this?
Frankly, I don't think it's going to be as big of a thing as last time. I don't think there's going to be like staying at home again, even though that's still kind of a thing. But definitely I think people are going to realize that wearing the mask is extremely important whenever you're with other people, even if you're like at one another's house. You should still definitely practice all the safe things,
right?
And people just aren't doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. I mean, you think of, you know, some of the other stuff too, just, you know, not touching your face, washing your hands. Like, these should be things you should have been doing before.
Oh yeah,
you know, Corona.
These are just basic hygiene things, basic like safety, germs.
Right. Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know, man, but. And then they talking about how, you know, the median age of people went up to 35 years old out in Florida. So Yeah, it was at 65. Now it's over to 35. So I don't know. And Florida was one of the first states to open up fully about a month ago, I guess.
Oh, and they opened up the beaches too, right? I think I remember.
Right.
That.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, they were doing good for a while, but, But I guess I don't know. Like, I don't know what to make of this, but they are going up. So keep out. You know, we're still in a pandemic. You know,
yeah. And,
you know, it's something I just want to bring up too. It's like I feel like there's a lot of hypocritical stuff being said nowadays with Corona,
mm-hmm.
because I mean, you see a lot of riots and stuff like that, and I don't see anyone talking about Corona in those times, you know?
No, no, they are not.
But I hate to bring politics into this, and I don't even want to go there. But I mean, you got thousands of people going out to protest. No word. But I mean, you get the president of the United States going out to a rally, then, you know, we have a problem here. You know, mm-hmm. like I don't know. I just don't see how, you know, you can bring up COVID whatever you yeah. want. Like, it's always going to be here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What about how do you feel on that?
I definitely feel that too. At least a lot of the protesters seem to be wearing masks, I think, but mm-hmm. still very packed in like sardines. It's still
right.
you know, not healthy. And actually, interestingly, because of the low numbers from the rally, because everyone like faked out. What am I correct in saying that?
Yeah.
If anything, that was actually safer than a protest.
Yeah.
You could effectively social distance at that event. Event, unfortunately, for the president.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about that though? Didn't they get up to like a million tickets there?
Yeah, it was really high. I think that no matter how you feel about him, I don't think it's very nice to do to anybody.
Right.
Because I don't know. I just think it's kind of uncool. I wouldn't do that to any candidate, no matter how much I hated them. But that's just me.
Right. I mean, you got to think about these no-lifers doing this. Like, what are you doing with your time? Like, if you're really doing that and claiming these, you know, like fake tickets, whatever, and not showing up. Like, I mean, I'm sure you got better things to do.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. When I heard that, I burst out laughing. Yeah, it's the funniest thing.
Just stupid.
I know, man. Yeah. And then, you know, you already know, man, people are going to bring out their political sides on this and turn this against us. But
oh yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to get into that.
It's whatever. But, it doesn't matter.
Right. Right. Yeah. But hey, I mean, if we're gonna stick on politics, man, 130 something more days to that election.
Oh yeah, on the campaign trail, week's peak.
Let's make that happen for sure. Hey, I'm not gonna lie, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Towards that,
mm-hmm.
Hey, we might have to.
We may have to do that.
But we'll have the unbiased reporting here. You know,
of course.
You know, I mean, at least we'll try. You know, but
yeah,
no. No guarantee for me. I'll just say that. But, cool. Yeah. I mean, anything else you want to bring up for anything in this sort of area before we move on?
No. I think we've about covered all the major things that have happened as of recent.
For sure. Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, before we move into our movie review for today, we're gonna hear a word from our sponsor over at Anchor. All right. Cool. Well, hey, thank you all. Over at Anchor, you know, making things happen for us here in the Week's Peak, allowing us to, you know, get on top of each peak every single week, mm-hmm. twice a week, you know, because
twice a week,
two peaks a week, man, man, you know, what else could you ask for, you know? But anyways, Ezra,
yes.
Take it away, man. I'm excited.
All right. I actually have a bit of a different review. This movie came out about a month ago, but it is relevant again because it just landed on HBO Max. I'm talking about Scoob, the name of the brand new Scooby-Doo movie, starring all celebrities as the voice actors, and Frank Welker as Scooby-Doo. I would just like to be frank and say that this movie is kind of terrible, and I do not in any way recommend it. It's got a shoddy plot. It has it's going in many different directions, and it's less of a mystery and more of a superhero blockbuster type movie. And it's very bland, but if you definitely have kids or younger audiences in the house, I think that they might be amused by it. But for anyone over the age of 10, just skip it out. Just skip it. It's not worth it. I was excited for this movie because I'm a huge Scooby-Doo fan, which is weird me saying that, I know. But this movie is just really awful. And I just want to make sure that, you know, no one watches this and is disappointed. Just skip out on it. And that's all for me.
I had a, I don't know why, I had a feeling you wouldn't like it. Like, oh no. But hey, shout out to Scooby-Doo, man. You know?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Just kicking on and looking that little guy go, man.
He is a heroic little guy, isn't he?
It's true. It's true. But, hey, let us know what y'all think. I'm excited because I feel like, is there a lot of mixed opinions about it?
There is some. So kids really like it, apparently, from what I've read, of like parents and stuff talking about it. And then some like super fans really like it, but the general opinion is it did really well too. Like it got a bunch of rentals and stuff, but the general opinion is that it just wasn't good. It had like a lot of weird references from like other like Scooby-Doo adjacent Hanna-Barbera cartoons, which is odd because the movie's like for 8-year olds, but the cartoons they reference are like from the late 60s and early 70s. And so I don't understand exactly who the movie's for. It's kind of a mess.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, hey, there y'all go. Got the expert here, you know, and we still got to come up with a name for this segment.
So we do.
We need something catchy and something. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there.
We'll get there. We're not there yet, but, you know.
No.
I mean, but then sometimes, though, you know, without the title, you know, maybe it makes it a little better. I don't know.
I don't know.
But anyways, as long as you have the content, I guess.
That's true. You know? They'll come for the content.
Yes, sir. All right. So to end things off here for our pure life advice segment, you know, every week, you know, I think about what I want to talk about. And it's always hard deciding, you know, what route I want to go. But this week, you know, we start off with statues and people, just these criminals, you know, going out, taking these statues down, not even caring about the history or anything like that. I want to talk about following other people's footsteps. You know, a lot of times, you know, we see what our friends do, we see what our family does, whatever, celebrities or people big on, you know, let's just say social media or in Hollywood or whatever. And we tend to just follow them because, you know, we like them, you know, we like movies that they're in, we like, you know, games that they played or whatever. We follow them without really taking a moment to form our own opinion, you know. So I just want to urge all of you, you know, before you go out and do something, do your research, educate yourself, you know, before you say something. I would love to bring up the example of Trump, you know, and I feel like a lot of people hate on him, but I mean, they don't really do their own research and look at stuff that he's actually said. They don't look at context, stuff like that. I'm not saying I'm a Trump supporter. I'm not saying that, you know, I don't even want to go that route. But, you know, read the context, you know, make sure that before you say something is valid or else you're just going to end up looking like a fool. You know, that's the last thing that we need around here, you know. But if you're going to go out protest for a group, make sure you know their values, make sure you know your values, and make sure that they align, you know, because if you're representing something that you don't believe in, I mean, that's, again, you're acting like a fool. So I guess that's today's just life advice. Just make sure you're not putting yourself out in something that you are not fully, I don't know, educated on. I mean, Ezra, you have anything to say about that?
I fully agree. And I just want to say, since people, unless it's like spelled out, some people just don't exactly understand that we are not like not ostracizing anyone for any particular opinion or something, or saying that one thing is wrong and you need to educate yourself for the right way. Just, you know, do your own research, come to your own conclusion. Whatever that conclusion is completely fine as long as you got there on your own.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, if people don't agree, hey, I mean, I guess that's the purpose of things sometimes, you know, being able to just have a dialogue. And if someone doesn't understand why you believe in something, that's a great opportunity to try and show them what you believe, why you believe it, and you know, maybe you can persuade them or anything like that.
Yeah, be open. But,
for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's gonna wrap it up. Hey, you know, it was a good episode. We went through a lot today.
Yes, we did.
And yeah, all right, cool. Well, hey, appreciate y'all for listening to this week's peak. Another peak. We overcame it. We will see you at the next one, of course. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Ezra, how do we close things off, man?
How do we close things off?
You say one word, the famous week's peak word, man.
Famous week's peak word.
Yes, sir.
Peace. Yeah.